Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. And I am joined by the lovely and vivacious Miss 100%. Y'all know who she is, the queen of the little people. And you want to sing a song?
No, I was just going to say, let's do it for Johnny. You know where that comes from, don't you?
I'm trying not to.
If they remember where that comes from, they should call in. And we're going to dedicate this show to the golden boy, Johnny. Say golden pony boy.
All right. Anyway, if you want to holler at us, 646-929-2037 is the calling number. You straight threw me off with that.
Call number.
646-929-2037. We encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama page if you ain't already there. Facebook, Twitter, everywhere I'm Smooth Drama. Add me, I'll add you back. As always, I know you ain't trying to holler at me. You really want to get at my illustrious co-host, the Queen of the Little People. So, Queen, tell them where they can holler at you at.
You know what? I'm going to tell y'all something real quick. I love Twitter, you know, because you can find anybody on there. Like, if a motherfucker owe you some money, that punk motherfucker is on Twitter. He got a Twitter account. So that's why I like Twitter. You can find anybody on Twitter. But what I don't like about Twitter is that I don't know how to use this shit. Like, I was trying to tweet somebody, and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, so I said to hell with it. So anyway, at the number 100% is the Twitter handle. So maybe you can tweet me and, you know, give me a crash course in Twitter ease. Other than that, if you want to talk shit or whatever, email me, Miss 100% spelled out at yahoo.com, or you can friend me on Facebook. And again, that's Miss 100% spelled out on Facebook. Thank you.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. I need somebody to teach me how to use Twitter, though, because I felt lost as hell. And then I got sleepy trying to figure it out for so long. I'm like, oh, man.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm tripping today. I'm really tripping.
Oh, all right. Well, speaking of tripping, you know what? People are biting. Yeah, I hate biters.
I do too.
China, what y'all doing? You know, we already got the masturbate-a-thon here in the Bay Area.
Right.
So what do they do, 100? They come out with the wank-a-thon in honor of World AIDS Day.
You know what? First of all, those two don't even go to fucking gather like the wank-a-thon. I guess, you know what? That's just, to me, they just speak bad publicity. And it's like, you know, that whole PC or being politically correct type shit. It's like, you don't want to get AIDS, so jack off. Like, what the fuck?
Right. And on top of it, it was sponsored by some sex toy manufacturer. And there's no full frontal nudity.
What?
And it was only 10 dudes who wore masks and had orange buckets.
Oh, that then went off onto another world right there.
Yeah, I'm like they had the bucket that was wrapped around them, and I guess they was wanking off inside the bucket.
Which is, you know what, that's that Caligula type shit right there. Like, we gonna all jack off together, and we gonna jack off into vessels, and I'm gonna stop right there, because I don't want to give, you know, visual. But you remember Caligula.
It's already too late.
ignorant type shit. That's ignorant.
Yeah, but, I mean, when you start talking about Caligula, I mean, this is a dude that ordered the army to go to the ocean because he was mad at Neptune and had the army throwing spears into the water.
Right.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous. Just, you know, and that's what I mean. Just total backwards ass, or what you call it, ass backwards type shit. Just the, like, if you go copy something, at least do it better. You know how to remake a song and they make it a little funky or make it a little, the groove a little better sometimes?
No.
Make it better. Now, if you go copy it or do it over, do it better. Don't fuck it up. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying.
I agree with you. Although, I know you saying if you're going to copy something, make it better. There's the Miss Bum Bum winner.
Uh-huh.
It's Karine Felizardo. She was crowned Miss Bum Bum.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
I suggest that here in the United States that we have our own Bum Bum contest. And then they go head on, since they got Miss Universe and all that. We need a Miss Booty for the world.
Miss World Booty Contest.
Yes.
And we going to crown, the name of the crown, the title is going to be Cheeks Almighty.
Yes. Exactly.
As Almighty. We can't use As Almighty. We'll say Cheeks Almighty.
Yes, I am throwing my name out there first dibs to as a judge.
As a judge.
In Africa and the United States.
Okay. And my man Mark, he said he threw his hat in the ring as well. He wants to be the second judge.
All right.
So you don't want to be a judge. What you want to do? You want to test the cheeks, like to make for consistency, to make sure they
authentic. He will be the authenticity judge, making sure.
Yeah, he want to
just making sure that there's no silicone in there.
The authenticity judge. He said he wanted. He did his. He wants to make sure that, you know, the jiggle is for real.
Hey, that is very important. You know, there's a lot of fake jiggle out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fake jiggle out there. You know what I mean? We've talked about them here on the show. I mean,
exactly.
Chicks are flat.
What? The face are flat ass. The lady with the upside down ass implants. Like, what?
Right. Exactly. You, when I see that, I just want to shoot you in the ass and watch it leak. You know, I'm like, stop that shit. Come on. You taking it? I mean, and they don't just go for just a nice ass. They go for some that shit just look ridiculous.
Right.
Your legs weigh 2 pounds, but your ass weigh 45.
And then they be trying to walk in some damn skinny spikes. 7-inch stiletto heels.
Right.
They look like a baby deer trying to stand up for the first time. Toes be bleeding and shit, like, because the damn shoes is too fast and too small.
Right.
Like, come on, man. Whose idea was this to say that this is what beauty is supposed to be about? You know what my idea of beauty is?
What's your idea?
A woman that don't have to wear makeup. She don't have to have her hair or nails done. She can kick it with the fellas and still hold her own, but still remain a lady at all times. That, to me, that's beauty.
That I would.
Don't matter if her hair is long, short. Don't matter if she's a big girl, a small girl. If she got a bomb ass personality and some ass on her, yeah, that's what's up.
Well, and see, the thing is, we put some ass on her. Not only is it about the ass, it's about having what your body can handle. Like you was talking about,
walking
like a baby deer. I mean, it's like that shit is not natural for you. You don't know how to walk with that.
You slatting all over the damn floor. And you know what? I like to put on heels and stuff like the next woman, but you know what? I put on these heels, these high heel boots one time, and they look good on me. I look good in them. But every time I took a step, with me being chest heavy and butt heavy, it was like my body couldn't decide which way it wanted to lean. Like, every time I took a step, it was like I was doing a Pee Wee Herman. Like, just know the fall over or fall backwards. Like, much.
Oh, man.
Heels is a disaster. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Heels are a disaster on me.
Miss Bum Bum winner. How did we get here? I don't know.
Well, hey, look. We need a United States contest because, I'm sorry, I saw the asses. They were all right. But they were, I mean, I've seen shit just walking around the mall. It's like, you can blow that shit away. I'm just saying that I'm guessing that if we had a Miss Bum Bum contest here in the United States, we would have no shortage.
They need to go to the hood and find some contestants for real. Some of those beans and cornbread eating women. That's what they need.
That's what I'm talking about. They can walk naturally.
Right.
And man, Marvin, he will have the pellet gun, and he'll be shooting the dart pile. Oh, it's leaking.
See, they ain't even getting into the contest if they don't pass Mars inspection.
Exactly. Everybody's getting shot in the ass. you got to. Anyway. Speaking of blood coming out, you want to be gangster.
Y'all are crazy. Anyway.
Yeah, you want to be gangster, you want to move to Australia. Australia, they have homework assignments on how to be a serial killer.
So.
Yeah, the students were asked to design a serial killer's house, plan a murder.
Wow.
Yeah, you supposed to complete 10 out of a possible 20 serial killer activities.
So I guess they're telling their students, like, okay, some of y'all are not going to be doctors and lawyers. One or two of y'all are going to be a killer. So we just want y'all to, you know, be able to do it right if y'all are going to do it. So we take education very seriously here in Australia. So whatever you decide to do as a profession, we want you to excel and succeed at it.
Yeah, obviously. On a whole nother level of game, too.
Serial killer homework. Wow.
Yeah.
Had Casey Anthony had the United States did this, Casey Anthony, they wouldn't have found that shit on her computer. I mean, she didn't get convicted, so she did something right, but still, you know, she wouldn't have left all them clues around, you know, saying, hello, here I am, I'm a clue.
I'm not even going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about something nice and gentle, like Pizza Hut perfume.
I don't think that qualifies as nice and gentle, like
that
Pizza
is good.
Perfume. Have you ever smelled Pizza Hut before?
Yeah, I had some tonight. So what I'm talking about is basically, if you put on Pizza Hut perfume, you guaranteed to get all the Hungry Brothers. Do you want to talk about just why are these dudes following me? You in the mall, walking around your Pizza Hut perfume on, ladies. It's on the popping. That's how you get a man.
Right.
You go through that like some pizza. I'm telling you, just walk any sports bar, go through any place where there's a bunch of men and you got your Pizza Hut perfume on, it's on and cracking.
They gonna follow you around.
Exactly. Just sniffing on you. Ooh, girl, I don't know what it is about you.
if you got, you already in a relationship and you got a man talking about, you know, I think we should see other people, be like, okay, I'll be right back. And just spray some of that shit on and come back. He be like, baby, I ain't going nowhere.
Girl, what you do? You did something different. I don't know, but I just want to eat you. Microwave.
Like, baby, I got some pizza pie for you.
Anyway. Yeah. On that note, we gonna go on break so we can get the sweet taste of Pizza Hut off our mind and pizza pie and all of that other stuff.
And bees and all of that.
Yeah. This is the Crooklyn Dodgers. Crooklyn. Y'all ain't ready.
Here comes the pitch. And it comes in wide. And the count now is 1-1 to Jackie Robinson. Billy Horton is going right over the second base.
Has another manic depression, adolescent stares at death. Now what's left when there ain't no God and a whole lot of pride? It might be a homicide, so let the drama slide. We don't want no problems, bitch. Get your name in the obituary column, shit. Cause life is too short and it just gets shorter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people they slaughter. Last year alone in the dead zone. Walk straight, but don't walk late. Cause I'm coming with a hate only made from what it made me. Cause nobody ever played me. Now it's only getting worse. Buckshot and ace in the land of the waste. Kicking you in your face. We be doing it up Brooklyn style. What does it take to get you wild? My mentality is getting iller, killer. Instinct is trying to infiltrate, but wait. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matters. I'm gone with the wind. Because it is survival of the fittest. When the shit hits the fan, I got my shank in my hand. Black man with the permanent tan. I come from the villain, never ran. Damn, I'm feeling it up, the part of reality. Hit me when I represent the FAP. Straight from the hills, hills, and play the building. I mean literally when I say I make a killing. For my cypher, I'm feeling the buster pipe. Original head strip, get to Brooklyn all night. Do or die, I'm saying it's you or die. Bring your flick, we can get known like family sly. Meet the CI in the bush. Spidey McQueen, rocking the rock, giving the push. And now we do it like this. We did it like that, and now we do it like this. Go inside your mind and find a time that you miss. And just think about the steel in your fist. It's just an extension of your arm. It's that ghetto type of charm that makes all the homeboys warm. Can I drop the bomb? Oh, yes, I can. Move with the groove, move like Gigi Dan. Who is the man? That kid there. Who is the dick with the pick in her hair? Angela or Davis? Then we roll like Avis. Rent a car, kid, there you are.
Playing hot peas and butter. Brother, if you want another lesson, push it, session, take it back, blacksmith the weapon.
Press your luck, you get stuck by bucks, blow your buck. Master Ace has the taste for duck and duck sauce. So tell Lord Digger, Digger Dre for the bone. Stick to stone while I kick some ancient home through your dome. Act went back to attack your home. So this, can I flip?
Yes, you can.
I'm in the world war with Muhammad, my man. Feels so good to be a crook. Thing from the days when kids didn't act so brave.
together you got a smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-word. I'm Miss 100%, Queen of the Little People. And that was the Crooklyn Dodgers with the song Crooklyn.
Yes, right. Not Brooklyn, Crooklyn. That's still one of the saddest movies I've ever watched in my whole entire life.
It really is, yeah.
I made the mistake of being in the theater. There ain't nothing like being in the theater and everybody starts crying.
Oh, yeah, like, sure. That's a...
God, I'm like, I'm in the wrong place. I just ruined my whole date, too. I had a date. I was like, yeah, it's going to be, oh, we're crying now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and you can't set the mood after crying. Yeah. So, anyway.
Crazy.
Yeah, and speaking of crazy, yes, Kate Middleton is pregnant.
All right.
Yeah, ain't nothing like another welfare recipient being born in the world.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think people are like, oh, she's pregnant. There's another royal family. I'm like, it's another welfare recipient.
Mm-hmm.
Because they ain't working.
Right. That's true.
They don't produce Nathan.
Nope.
Yep. They just doo-doo and get money.
That's it.
Ain't no trickle-down, nothing. It's just, hey, I'm the queen. I'm the prince. Y'all pay taxes and we gonna look pretty.
And it doesn't even make any sense because technically they're not even the real royal family. Like, they got that position because they stole the position. So,
well, either way you want to go. They stole, not stole, kings and queens are welfare recipients.
And it's true.
Getting their welfare check every month. I mean, it's real simple. Nobody want to talk about it. They're always talking about them. Oh, look at them. They're a lovely couple. They're so lovely. Look at them. I was like, yeah, if people was paying me to look my best, man, I'd be in the gym. If all I had to do was just wake up, lift weights, and eat right, and I ain't had to do nothing else, man, look.
Right. I'd be get paid to walk around and look good.
Right.
Wear the best, eat the best, live in the best, sleep in the best. And because of that, they get this title of king, queen, prince, princess, whatever, because what? Like, what service do they actually provide to their community, to the citizens? And I've never understood what service they provide. Because you don't have to have a king and a queen to be able to have an army and all of that stuff to fight against other countries, to protect your country. You don't need a king and queen for that. You don't need a queen, king, and a queen for most everything that they're doing. So, I mean, I don't understand. And then when you think about it, look at the places where they have all these so-called royal families and stuff, and look at the people. Their suffering is worse than other places. And it's like, how is it that you can be so rich and have so much in abundance, but your people are starving to death?
Ain't it obvious? I don't give a damn. And the people are stupid enough to support these welfare recipients.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep saying it because everybody's always talking about welfare recipients.
Mm-hmm.
And how they are no good, blah, blah, blah. But you got these rich welfare recipients. You can pay rich folks, but you walk over and around and talk shit all the time about welfare recipients.
Mm-hmm.
In whatever country. People always, oh, yeah, they just worthless, don't want to work, don't want to do nothing. What job the Queen of England got?
Mm. Just sit there and tell people what she feels is, you know, her opinion, and her opinion is what gets implemented into the system, and they use her opinions. And shit, I can do that. Hell, I don't have to be a queen. I got plenty of opinions and ideals and things like that.
You already the queen of the little people.
The queen of the little people.
Well, there are more little people than them other people.
But I ain't taking their money, though. All I want is their thoughts and their ideas, and I want their voice, too. I want them to call into the show and holler about this situation. Because how is it welfare when it's for poor people, but when it's for, when rich people are giving tons of money, it's called, what is that? It's
subsidies.
I love that fucking word. Subsidies.
We're like, subsidizing the rich. I'm like, I need to be subsidized. I need a little subsidization.
Yeah, what it is bullshittery. That's what it is.
Yes, exactly. But, hey, I can't knock them because people are stupid enough to drop the cash on them and say, hey, you know what? They're doing good for us.
Yeah. Last week we had a pea to eat. This week we have two peas.
And speaking of two pieces to eat, you know, Hostess, right? You know they're in bankruptcy court.
Right.
Yeah, you know that their executives are trying to seek approval for $1.8 million in bonuses.
Okay, let me ask a question.
Ask.
I don't know. Maybe it'll seem like a stupid question, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. Okay, where are they asking? Who are they asking this money of? Like, who do they want to give them this money? They want the government to give them some type of
No. Hold on. See, the judge approved it. See, because they have 19 Hostess senior executives who are in line for the $1.8 million in bonuses. See, what had happened was that they went to bankruptcy court and they petitioned the Southern District Court of New York in White Plains, New York, White Plains, to give his top executive the $1.8 billion. Million as part of his wind down plans. They say because the incentive is needed to retain the 19 corporate officers and high level managers during the liquidation process.
So they want to keep on executives and give them bonuses during the liquidation process. Liquidation meaning as they sell off all of their assets, right?
Yeah.
As far as the people that have been working in their factories and stores and all of that, they get nothing.
Bye, bitches.
Wow. They said shit it on them. That's it.
Just a little bit.
Wow. And a judge said, okay, because we need 19 executives to sell all of this stuff.
Right. Well, what makes it worse is the fact that they're bankrupt. So you're going to keep on the folks that broke the company.
Exactly.
Because that's what I like. I want to keep the people that broke me.
I mean, it only makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, in a bizarre world where we only have 2 weeks to live.
Right.
It makes sense, like.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Why are you trying to point shave and take a week away? We got 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
I'll be bullshitting over there. All
right.
It's, take my week away.
I'm a little ahead on the calendar than everybody else is, I guess.
Obviously. You over there messing up.
My bad.
Stealing my 5 days and shit.
My bad.
My time. Don't know about you.
But enough about these worms.
Yeah, worms. Yeah, let's talk about the worms in the nursing. I'll let you talk about that one. I don't even want.
What? Why do I have to talk about it? I mean.
Well, there was an elderly woman who was suffering from Alzheimer's. Her family is suing the Lutheran Home for the Aged in Arlington Heights, Illinois, after doctors discovered and removed 57 maggots from her ear. Yeah, and they only discovered after McCann, who can't speak, tugged on her ear to let her husband know.
Wow. Okay. It's 57 maggots.
Yeah.
I just don't want to really talk about the obvious, but it's like, okay. I don't think it's the thing that it was the maggots. I think it was the thing that you think about how long it takes a person to get maggots. And that means that this person, obviously, this woman was obviously not being cared for at all. Her husband paid $270,000. Now this is a nursing home, but I've never even seen or heard of a nursing home that costs $270,000 to care for a person. And he paid that amount of money, and his wife is not even being bathed or looked after or anything. Because, come on, think about it. It's fucking maggots.
Well, all I say is this. This is why you have to take care of your loved ones. See, it's one thing. People want to pass the buck. And I'm sorry, that's what this is. This is passing the buck.
I mean, because if you can pay $270,000 for a nursing home to take care of your mother, mm-hmm. obviously it's not like, you know, a lot of people send their parents to nursing homes because they don't have the money for equipment and stuff like that to
right.
live in their home. But to me, this seems like not just neglect on the nursing home, you know, for the nursing home, but neglect from our own son.
Right.
There's 50, I'm sorry, it takes a minute. Like, I don't even want to go there with the rotten and all of that stuff, but it's crazy. Like, you don't love your parents enough to even check on them and make sure that they're okay. And the fact that she couldn't speak would make me, as a daughter, you know, very, very cautious. Like, I would want somebody around my mother constantly if my mother couldn't speak, because you just never know what is happening to them.
Right. I agree with you 500%. Now, changing subjects, New York Post had on their cover a photograph of a man who was about to die on the subway tracks. What's your opinion on that?
Ooh-wee. You know what, in some place, I don't know the name of the city or the state, there's a place where if you see a crime taking place and you don't do anything to try to stop it, you go to jail too. You're just as much as responsible. And while some people may think that that's a little harsh, in this case, I think this photographer should have went to prison, because he saw the man about to be pushed. And instead of him, you know, getting the guy's attention to tell him to move or to tell the guy, you you know, get the fuck away from him or something, you know. He's taking pictures. And he said he's running towards him, but he's running towards him while the man is already being pushed. Like, to for him to have caught that photo at that angle, he saw the whole damn thing happen. He saw the man be pushed. He saw the man get pushed.
Right, and he got paid for his pictures.
And he took a picture while the man, the last seconds of that man's life, they used it and perverted that man's life. Like, that's something that is very fragile. It's just something that you don't, it's certain lines that you just don't cross. And I remember saying it several times, is it legal or is it ethical? Legal, yes, but ethical, no. Just because it's legal don't mean that it's right for you to do. And it's just...
That's the society we live in. You got to remember, folks.
What is the saying that they, if it bleeds, it gets front page or something like that. It's like this really crazy story about violence, you know, always being given the front seat, and that, to me, that's just crazy. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, why would you have violence in the back seat?
Because the more energy you give to something, the bigger it becomes.
Right.
And if you want violence to be diminished, then stop glorifying it in the media.
You know what, 100? You are sounding like a hater.
I'm sorry.
Why are you hating on violence?
I ain't sorry. I don't give a fuck.
You can't be hating on violence like that. Don't you know? That's what it's all about.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. You want something to go away? Stop paying attention to it.
Yeah. Or you can just do like my man Lu Xinghai and just build you an ark and be ready to just float away. 2012, Mayan apocalypse. He's good to go. Yeah, he's got 2 sex toys for everybody.
What?
Nah, I'm joking. I'm just saying. This dude spent about $160,000 on the boat. He designed it himself. It's 65 feet in length. And when he's done, it's going to weigh about 80 tons.
It's only one little problem. Only one small problem.
What was that?
He's building the boat, but if the world is going to end because of a nuclear explosion, then how is that boat going to help him?
No. First and foremost, nuclear explosion opens up water. I mean, you're opening up ground, whatnot. The world is still 75% water. So, technically, he not that, I mean, he's right off the water anyway, so, hey, go fishing.
Okay.
I'm going to hang out with Lou and Lou's art.
All right. I mean, hell, Noah did it. He survived. So, maybe Lou will too. What is it, Lu Xinghai? Maybe he will too.
You're going to go hang out with Lou.
I just still think that there's...
Big Lou, holla at me.
It'll be a problem.
I want to hang. Don't leave me hanging, dog.
I just kind of think there's going to be a problem if he going to put it on the water and just leave it there until something happens, and who says that he's going to be able to get to it in time, and... You know.
I'm thinking that, I mean, he built it and he took all his savings and invested in it. So, I mean, you're going to live. It's 65 feet in length. It's a big ass boat.
Very big.
Huh?
That's not very big.
65 feet long?
65 feet. That's not that big.
Okay, that's more than half a football field. You ever ran 100 yards on a football field?
No.
Yeah, see, you get about 30 yards, you change your mind talking about that shit ain't long. He ain't like you saying that, but I want you to go to the football field tomorrow morning. And you run that sucker and you say, oh, 65 feet, that ain't nothing. You get about 40, you'll be ready to pass out like, shit.
So is he living on it?
Hey, if he not, he tripping. You gonna take your life savings and not live on it?
Okay.
Fishing, baby. Get you some rice, too.
He probably has everything he would think he would need. Just...
Yeah. Good luck with that. That's all I can say. And on that note, I got to get mine, yo. That's Chubb Rock's album from our next song, Yabba Dabba Do. Once again, I'm telling y'all, y'all ain't ready.
Yabba Dabba Do.
Your host, Mr. F the N-word. I'm Miss 100% Queen of the Little People. That was Chubb Rock, Yabba Dabba Do.
You know what was memorable about that song in that video?
What?
There was nobody under 300 pounds in that video.
It was what?
Nobody under 300 pounds in that video.
Oh, okay.
That, I mean, they... Chubb Rock, Rob Swinger, and the other guy, they could protect any quarterback. That was the offensive line right there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying it was just funny. Like, the biggest dudes in the video after. I was like, I mean, and the funny thing about Chubb Rock, but people didn't know Chubb Rock was a Rhodes Scholar.
Wow. Okay.
He was smartest rapper out there. Parents was upset that he didn't become a doctor.
Wow. I wonder what he's doing now.
I don't know. He made a pretty penny, so I think he's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting facts.
Well, speaking of interesting facts, as some of y'all know, if you care anything about the world scene, this is why Liu Xinghai built his ark, because Palestine was recognized as a state, so it's just a matter of time now. He saw that shit coming, was like, man, I got to get my ark fixed.
Palestine is starting to fall apart real fast.
Palestine recognizes the state, so yeah. Now them and Israel is home.
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to go biblical, but that's basically what's supposed to happen before what's known as the rapture. You know, Palestine and Israel, they're supposed to be getting themselves together to battle against each other in a place, not the battle of Armageddon. People call it of Armageddon, like the battle is called Armageddon, but actually there's a place in Palestine called Armageddon.
Megiddo.
Huh?
Called Megiddo. The Valley of Megiddo.
Megiddo, which is Armageddon, and they're relocating, they're going to that place. So I don't see this whole Mayan thing as like a big fat joke, and I don't see the whole rapture thing as a big fat joke, or, you know, the end of the world as a big fat joke. I don't see it that way. I see it as there's obviously a lot of truth in it somewhere, and like we may not have all the pieces to the puzzle, and we may not have all of it put together the right way. But common sense tells you that there is something going on. If somebody, if your mother has been telling you all your something all your life since you were a child, then you start seeing signs of it as you get older. Then your common sense says it goes back and you think about what you learned. You see what I'm saying? And that can be related to anything in life and not just, you know, things of biblical nature.
All right, well, see, here's my point, and this is what always pisses me off to no end. We always talk about Israel, Palestine, these some little-ass countries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, little-ass countries. And I'm sorry, my world shouldn't end because some selfish bastards in some little country are supposed to be the self-styled chosen people. I'm sorry. I rebuke anything that comes out of anybody's mouth that's gonna tell me that they're more important than me because God told us we're the chosen people and y'all are not.
All right, let me break that whole thing down for you because that's not actually what it is. What it is, when the whole world got started and everything, God had a certain way that he wanted all of his people to live and not just certain people. But there was only a certain group of people who chose to live that way. So that is when he said, they're my chosen people. Not that they're better than other people, but the fact that they did as God commanded them to do. However, because Christ gave his life, that means that is now open up to any and everybody, and no one person is better than the other. So there is no more chosen people or chosen one and all of that. God, he, Christ died for everybody, not just for one person, not just for Jewish people.
I got that. They
people can leave all of that alone.
Right. Okay. One, they don't believe in Christ. Two,
and actually, they are the ones that crucified him.
Right.
So,
two, on top of that, if I'm not mistaken, killing people in the name of the Lord so that I can claim something, that's the exact same thing that they did over here. It's the same concept, and say, oh, it's God.
Who killed somebody? When you say killing people in the name of the Lord, what do you mean by that? Like,
well, if I'm not mistaken, when I read the Bible way back in the day, I don't think it changed. They were slaughtering people on the way there. Now, last time I checked, killing in the name of the Lord is just being vain. I don't think that's how God intended it to be. Like, well, yeah, you just killing my name. It's all good, dog.
Well, it was never really that's not the understanding that I got from.
Oh, that's what's in the book.
That's not the understanding that I received.
Understanding
from my learning and from my training. What I understand from it is the fact that these were people that were displaced from their land because of disobedience, and then there came up another generation that this land was promised to, that the land belonged to them. And so they went to go get their land, although it took them 40 years to get there. They went to go get their land, but they had to go to war to get it. And they asked God, you know, are you going to give us the strength to fight and to get our land back that you promised us? And they got their land back.
All right, but
that was the way the story went.
And yeah, that's the way the story went. But
from the beginning of time,
hold on,
one name or another.
Yeah,
so did they come or what?
Wait, can I ask you a question? Did they come from that land? Was that their original place?
Not all of them, no.
All right. So, in other words,
not all of them. The people that were in that land weren't the people that land belonged to. And that's why they fought so many wars, because they wanted the land that was originally for them and not for the other people.
Right, but
last time I checked, they were
a marauding people. They went to war.
Oh, they weren't marauding people. This is the way it happened. Here's a history lesson, since you like history.
You don't need to give me a history lesson.
No, since you like history so much, the reason why they ended up in Egypt and not Jerusalem is because some brothers were jealous of their one brother. And they sold him to Egyptians.
Really?
And there was a famine, and they had to go to Egypt, to the king of Egypt, to the Pharaoh, for all that stuff. And they got so bad that they ended up selling themselves. And so they all ended up dying, but they made a pact that they could eventually go back, but the new Pharaoh wouldn't allow them to go back. And so that's how they ended up being marauders and wandering through the wilderness 40 years trying to get back to the place where they called home.
Well,
and once they got there, they had to do some fighting to get their place back that God promised to them. This is for me.
I
don't care what nobody say about Jews, Israelites, and all that. All I'm concerned with is my relationship with my creator, because that's the only thing that anybody can control. And from my knowing and understanding, God is not going to look at a person and say, because this person is Jewish, I value this person more than you. That's not going to happen. That's not the type of God that I am.
Historically speaking, I think we're going to have to agree to disagree.
I mean, but you're listening to people that believe that, but that is not how it's supposed to be anymore.
Okay. I don't think that. Well, all I'm going to say is this. I don't think the people who were living in that land, who were living there, didn't appreciate people coming in who had never lived there.
Now, okay, I'm going to ask you a question, a real simple question.
Ask me a question.
A very, very simple question. The Cain and Abel story. Okay? Abel was a good kid. He did what his parents told him to do, and he loved his parents, and he wanted to please his parents with his obedience, right?
Okay.
Cain didn't give a damn about his parents. Oh, he only cared about himself. Okay? And that the way that we have it now, we give birth to kids who have different personalities. One child wants to be obedient and the other child doesn't. You have one child who wants to sell drugs and live off the street or live on the street, but you have another child that wants to go to college and do what's right and make something out of his life. Now, is it if after these two kids have children and then have more children, is it wrong to say that the one that did as you asked him to do, you really truly love, even though you still love the other one, but the one that wanted you to be happy, the one that did as you told them to do, the one that followed your instructions, is the one that the child that really truly truly loves you is say, or is that right to say that because my child done did everything that I asked them to do, that I can see their love for me through their actions?
I didn't get a question out of none of that.
I just asked you, is it wrong to say that the one child that did what you asked them to do and followed your instructions, is it wrong to say that you can see how much they really love you and that they love you more than the one that was disobedient and disrespectful to you all the time? It's common sense. So normally the one who does what you ask and don't groan, don't grumble, don't complain, don't fight you, don't cuss you out, that's the child that really loves and respects his parent. And it's the same way with God. If you have two sets of different people, if God says this is one way,
I don't
want you bowing down to idols.
That's still not God.
You're
still not allowing me to answer a question.
I asked a question.
You asked a question, but I have to answer, right?
Okay, it's just a simple question. Yes or no?
Because you're it's not a yes or no question.
It's about
seeing. Right. So you have a good kid who don't disrespect you at all, but that kid's a serial killer.
No, we're not saying that. No,
that's
don't.
All I'm saying.
No. Don't try to throw that in there. Don't try to throw that in there because
I already threw it. It's thrown.
Now
that child's a serial killer. In the name of the Lord. I love my parents. I would never do anything to my parents. But I'll kill all y'all dead.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And all that, and we're not talking about that. What the analogy that I'm making is there were two different types of people. There was one set of people who worship idols as their God and another that worship God as the true and living God. And that is the reason why he chose that set of people.
Because they worship him, didn't worship God. Yes, so they say.
Well,
we're going to have to disagree, and we're going to have to table this for another time.
All right.
For Miss 100%, the queen of the little people, I am Mr. F the N-word. As you know, Smooth Drama, this is another Going Hard in the Paint Smooth Drama session, and we out.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth.
drummer.